Recorded Books and RB Digital present Turncoat, Benedict Arnold and the Crisis of American Liberty by Stephen Brumwell. Narrated by Andrew Sellen. Introduction. By the summer of 1780, the newly built fortress of West Point was already styled the American Gibraltar, and with good reason. Like the famed rock, its formidable defenses rested on precipitous, craggy terrain and had acquired immense strategic and symbolic significance. Gibraltar safeguarded British sea power and trade throughout the Mediterranean Sea and far beyond, which was why its garrison had recently rebuffed one Spanish assault and was even now enduring the dangers and privations of a blockade that would be immortalized as the Great Siege. To American patriots, entering the sixth year of their war for independence from Britain, West Point was no less valuable, and they were equally determined to hold it at all costs. West Point was so important because its cannon controlled the navigation of the Hudson River, the great waterway that bisected the former colonies now in rebellion against the mother country. If the fortress was lost, the undefended Hudson would open a virtually continuous communication between Britain's main bases in Canada and New York City, so splitting the United States asunder along a north-south axis and likewise severing the lateral supply line across the river that was vital for the survival of the Patriots' Continental Army. In the estimation of one of America's ablest strategists, Major General Nathaniel Greene, the Hudson, or North River, was the first object upon the continent, and West Point, its only security. Since the outbreak of war with Britain in 1775, it had been obvious that the point's dominating bluffs, overlooking a snaking double bend in the Hudson, offered a fine defensive position, the best on the river's 315-mile course. Yet it was only in early 1778, after forts built farther downstream had failed utterly to stop the enemy, that the laborious task of construction on the remote and rocky site began in earnest. Given the high stakes, Congress and its commander-in-chief, General George Washington, now spared no effort to render West Point impregnable. The evolving defenses were largely designed by the Polish engineer officer Colonel Thaddeus Kosciuszko,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?